Christine Pellegrino, Pellegrino Healing Center, Albany Post Road, Hyde Park. Well, here's a very heavy lift for you. First of all, good morning, Christine. How are you today, okay?
Oh, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. Massage, yoga, acupuncture. You're in literally a hands-on business. This is a very heavy lift for you. How are we going to do this? How are we doing this now?
How are we doing this is a great question. It has been, I think, like most of us, a huge shift to try to change life from being social beings as well as, you know, me being a hands-on practitioner. I have an amazing team of 10 people. You know, ranging, like you said, from acupuncture, massage, energy healing, a salt cave. And it's been a huge transition for my center to kind of see how we can meet the needs of the ever-increasing amount of stress that we're under. And we've come up with some great ways, and I'm glad to be here today to kind of share some of the things that we're doing and the support that we're being to the community. And, of course, hoping in the near future to be able to open up for the hands-on treatments. That is what I felt led to do in opening the healing center.
Exactly.
You know, I guess my message would be, as I go through some of the things we can do to help, is, you know, our doors may be closed, but we are still here, Pellegrino Healing Center, to support you and the community and get us through this. And I think we all need to come together, and we've seen such an amazing acts of that out in the world, of kindness and people giving. And that's kind of what I wanted to just share with everybody, of what we can provide remotely. And then, of course, when we reopen, to be able to support people from helping to heal from the stress and the emotional, physical, and emotional stress that this has been, that, you know, has always been my goal, to help people to heal. So that's kind of what we're doing. So what we're doing right now is we are doing telehealth, which is like most doctor's offices right now, where I can do independent consultations with people about herbs, about self-help techniques, acupressure, breathing techniques. I do a lot of herbs and nutritional work, supporting the body to get through the stress response that we're under right now. So that's the exciting things that we're doing remotely.
You're doing Zoom? You doing any Zoom with clients and stuff like that?
We are. We do it through a different software, but yes, we are doing some Zoom calls, telehealth calls with my patients, kind of helping them through this. You know, a lot of them are used to the in-person treatments,
yeah.
And though it is not the same, the feedback that I'm getting is it's given them key information of being able to get through this time. You know, a lot of them have avoided opioids and pain medications and anxiety medications and all these things, and a lot of them are having challenges trying to get through this time without the supportive treatment and being in the center. So I've kind of had to shift my way of treating and learn how to express and share some of the knowledge I have that I would normally just do for the patient, but instead kind of empowering them to take a hold of their health and utilizing some of the tools that I have.
Now, you are phase one. You're not going to be included in phase one, right? That's one of these things where they open up. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, God, you gyms and tattoo parlors are opening up in Georgia, for God's sakes, but it doesn't look like you'd be in phase one. I mean, literally being a hands-on business like this. How long do you think this is going? How long do you think you can continue to do this without actually inviting customers, clients in?
It's a great question. You know, I think, you know, I've been in contact with my board associations and all of these things. And the hope is, because we are a healthcare provider, that, and even more recognized, especially with acupuncture, that we would be able to open up sooner, because we are going to take a load off the healthcare system, emergency rooms due to pain, anxiety, panic attacks, things like that.
Yeah.
Those are all things we can help with. So my hope is that we will be one of the first people to reopen.
Good.
At least in a modified setting of more acute cases, more, you know, not necessarily just the run-of-the-mill, just kind of want to de-stress, but more of at least being able to start the process of opening the building where people can come in and kind of help the body to process some of the stress we've been under. And like I said, in the interim, we're doing, like, we have curbside delivery. I'm still in the office pretty much every day supporting people as well as some of my staff, not at the same time, but allowing people to pick up support for themselves. You know, our social media has updated tips. Like next week, we're going to be doing a Zoom group class for stress management. I have an energy, amazing energy healer who's doing group classes online. So there's a lot of resources out there, and I guess I'm trying to pull those together so we're not searching on Google, but there is a foundation in the community that you can reach out to with questions and support techniques.
Christine Pellegrino is on the phone. Christine Pellegrino, Pellegrino Healing Center, Albany Post Road in Hyde Park. You have people, I would imagine, that have never done any, I mean, they're stressed, they've never done any meditation. Nah, that's not for me. But now they might be starting to rethink that. Do you have any ways that can help them? Do you have any videos or anything that can help them do that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what we're connecting with now is the social media platform. So what I would recommend everyone to do is if they want to follow on Facebook, Instagram, I'm going to be doing some videos and kind of stretching myself a little bit from being out in this, you know, social media platform. And teaching some breathing techniques, teaching some self-help techniques in a way that people can learn these things and do them simply. I think a lot of people get overwhelmed with meditation and breathing and supplements and herbs and what to do. And what my goal is in the next coming weeks until we can reopen is to give tidbits, mm-hmm. pieces of information that we can just apply quickly. And that's my goal. So that's the best recommendation I have. There's some great tools out there also that are free to us now, like HeartMath, Headspace, things like that, that are now a lot of systems that are out there can really help kind of learn some of these techniques as well. But I'm going to be putting a lot of things out there. And I did also just want to share that we're doing care packages for essential workers. It's something that it's very important to me that we want to be part of this healing time and of the health and wellness of those frontline workers, who in my opinion are heroes working, you know, on the front lines of what's happening. So I'm going to be donating 100 care packages, including vitamin C and gift certificate for the Salt Cave when we reopen, Germ Fighter, all these great tools.
How are they going to be? How are they going to be distributed, Christine?
It's a great question. So we're donating 55 of them to Vassar Hospital. We're going to cover one whole floor at Vassar Hospital, mm-hmm. one of the floors. We're going to be delivering those tomorrow night, so stay tuned on social media for all that excitement. And then the other 50 is going to be curbside delivery. Basically, on this coming Monday, we're going to have different hours that people can just come. We can thank people, deliver them curbside so there's no interaction with anyone, and we can give them some support to help them, those frontline workers, those first responders, healthcare workers, people that are out there risking their lives and their health mm-hmm. to support us. And it was really important to me, though I can't treat people and help build their immune system and do all these great things, me and my team, of course, we can still support you remotely, and we can show that even though we're closed, we can still give back to the community. And so we're super excited mm-hmm. To be able to do that. I finally got everything in, just like most things, mm-hmm. like hand sanitizer, vitamin C was even back ordered. Mm-hmm. But we're back in stock, and we are ready to deliver these care packages to those frontline workers.
Fantastic. PellegrinoHealingCenter.com. Christine Pellegrino, listen, thank you very much. And for a couple of minutes, if you need anything, give me a call, and we'll do it all over again, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.